Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have my good friend here, Jane Havens. She runs Snooze Fest. We met, it's almost been a year now. We joined a mastermind group together, and it's been really amazing watching and learning from her. Initially, I was like, okay, what's a sleep consultant? It was very foreign to me. And the more I've learned about her company and her services, the more I'm like, okay, my clients that are midwives starting businesses need to have sleep consultants part of their team. So thank you for joining me today, Jane.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat with you today.
So Jane, tell me a little bit about your background, your history, and what company you run.
Sure. So my name is Jane Havens. I live in Baltimore, Maryland with my husband and my two kids. I was a stay-at-home mom when my son was born 9 years ago and loved just staying home with him. And by the time my daughter was born 4 years later, I was sort of itching to get back into the work world. I actually have a background in catering sales, so totally unrelated to the work that I do now. And I was always really good at getting my kids to sleep. I was able to manage their day sleep and their night sleep really, really well. And it was just a hobby of mine. I was always helping friends get their babies to sleep a little bit better. And when it came time to head back to the office, sleep consulting just seemed like a really natural fit for me. So I went online, I took an online certification course and got myself up and running to work as a sleep consultant. I had never intended for it to be a full-time career or like a really successful anything. It was really just meant to be a hobby where I could bring in some extra money while caring for my kids. But my business sort of blew up very rapidly. It's a much needed service. And what was intended to be a side hustle turned into something that is totally different now. So now I have really like two businesses. I support families one-on-one through the process of establishing more healthy and independent sleep hygiene for infants and toddlers. And then I also have a certification course. So I'm now training, mentoring, and certifying others to become sleep consultants just like me.
So I guess go back to the basics, because for me, being a midwife, I'd never even heard of a sleep consultant before I've met you. So, I mean, when would someone consider a sleep consultant, or what is the scope of practice? Like, kind of explain the basics of a sleep consultant.
Sure. So sleep consultants are essentially parenting coaches with a niche in sleep. So it's sort of similar to the field of like doula-ing, right? Where there's no governing body that oversees this field. Anybody can sort of set up a doula certification program. Anybody can set up a sleep consultant certification program. And really what we are doing is we're coaching parents through the process of achieving better sleep for their little ones. I support parents with children as young as 6 weeks old and as old as about 6 or 7 years old. My certification course is really geared towards like 0 to 4, but we end up supporting families with children a bit older, you know, on a case-by-case basis. There's a lot of misunderstanding about the work that we do, so I think it's important to bring that up. I think when people think of sleep consultants, they just think like, oh, we just tell our clients to let them cry it out, right? Like that's what everybody thinks. And that really couldn't be further from the truth. Parents who just wish to have their children cry it out typically just like do that on their own. They don't hire a sleep consultant, right? Because they're comfortable with that. And they just, maybe they speak to their pediatrician and they do it and that's fine. People come to us because they want a more sort of middle of the road, more reasonable
gentler approach is what I found with time. They want more of a holistic approach to sleep consulting. And you always think when you think of consultant, but like lactation consultants, it's more of an advocate to more natural and choices and options. And so I've had to do a lot of reorientating myself.
So we are really just supporting parents through the process of establishing healthy and independent sleep hygiene for their infants, toddlers, preschoolers, and sometimes big kids. And the reason for why parents hire sleep consultants is because I think there's just so much information out there. You know, if you go online or if you're talking to your friends, just everybody has something different to say. Everybody will give you
different
advice.
And then they're inconsistent. And then you're like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. And you know what, like all of it, all of the advice is fine. Like there's no one right way to skin the cat, but sometimes hiring a professional, allows you to really just like focus in on the advice that they're giving and to listen to that and to tune out all of the noise. A lot of my clients will say to me, I just couldn't handle all the advice from friends. So I'm just hiring you and I'm just going to listen to you and I'm not going to listen to any of them. And so for them, it's just a way to tune out all of the noise and all of the chatter. And for exhausted, tired parents, sometimes like reading a book is, it's just not realistic.
Well, you give them the accelerated approach. You've customized it. You have years of experience. This is your niche. Like it's that accelerated where yes, they're going to pay for it, but they're going to get the results faster. It's going to be to what their needs are versus you can't ask Google, I want it this way. I want it that way. You can have a conversation and assess maybe some things that you can't get from just doing your own research.
Exactly. And I practice what I call a client-led approach. So I don't have a one-size-fits-all approach to sleep training or establishing healthy and independent sleep hygiene. I really try my best to meet families where they are, coach them through methods that align with their parenting style and that feel safe and comfortable for them. I find that if I tell a parent to do something and they're not comfortable with it, then they're not going to do it. And then they're not successful. And then I'm not successful. And then I don't get referrals, right? So if I want my business to grow, I really need to support families in a way that works for them. So I don't have, one prescriptive approach for every single family. I'm oftentimes putting together a sleep plan that includes 2, 3, sometimes even 4 different options. And then we get on a phone call, go over it all and land on something that feels like the right fit for the parents and the child.
Right. Well, and I think what's so cool is you've got two directions. You took the training. You liked it, but you thought you could do it better as far as a higher caliber, more comprehensive. And so you created the Snooze Fest and you've got hundreds of students all over the country and you've got a support group. And like, I know you've tapped more with joining our mastermind group into the birth world. We've got a few doula agencies, lactation aid agencies. Talk about the benefits of the birth community getting this dual certification.
Yeah. So what I realized, and that I totally stumbled upon the birth community by accident, but this community, like you are my people. Like I absolutely love doulas, postpartum professionals. Like I love them. And I find that it's a really perfect complement for the work that I was already doing. So my consulting business, Snooze Fest, I'm supporting parents one-on-one through the sleep training process. Then I have my certification program, which is called Center for Pediatric Sleep Management. Again, it was not my intention to dive into the birth world, but I had connected with a doula who's an agency owner, and she kept saying to me, like, I need to get one of my independent contractors trained through you because we keep getting inquiries for families that want help through the sleep training process. And we just don't have anyone on staff that's trained to do this. So she sent one or two of her postpartum doulas that contract through her to my program. And it ended up being such a perfect fit because it really allows these women or, anybody really, but I'm working mostly with women. Postpartum professionals are already supporting parents, they're already right there. They're already the most trusted person in that family's extended network, right? Outside of immediate family, they are number one. They're changing the diapers. They're helping with bathing and feeding and all the tough stuff. And so postpartum professionals will typically work in home for maybe 2, 3 months, maybe 4, and then they move on to the next job. But then that original family might call them when the baby is 6, 7, 8, 9 months, right, saying like, oh, like little Henry was sleeping so well, and then you left, and now things have sort of deteriorated, and I don't know what to do. So this allows the doula or newborn care specialist to then work with that family again, perhaps in a new capacity. So I'm specifically teaching the virtual model of this business, which allows postpartum professionals to support families, multiple families at a time, because we're doing it from our phones, from our iPads, from our computers. It also allows postpartum professionals to support families outside of their own geographical location. So a lot of the women who I've trained will say to me, maybe they're living in Boston and they're helping a family in home, and the family will be so pleased with how they're getting the baby to sleep and everything's going so well. And they'll say like, oh, my sister-in-law's in LA, her baby's up every hour in the middle of the night, can you help her? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden the answer can be yes, right? Like yeah, they can help from afar. So this really puts the the doula is in a position to scale their existing businesses. And, you know, the women that I'm training prior to coming to me, they're really sort of stuck in that hourly rate hamster wheel where like you only have so many hours in the day, you can all right. And for midwives and in your world, like I would imagine it's sort of the same where you can only take a certain amount of births at a time, a month maybe, before you start to feel like you're getting jammed. And if you introduce some virtual consulting, you can sort of like sneak that in the pockets and still support families, even if you're not on a job, even if you're not like at a birth.
Well, I can see it a couple different directions because there's a lot of postpartum doulas and lactation consultants that are doing in-home care, and especially doulas, there's so much competition out there. If you can add a niche skill, you can add a niche certification to what you're already doing. You can add more cost. You can add more value. Lactation consultants talk all the time. Most of the midwives' clients choose to breastfeed, and so they're wanting support with colicky babies or how to get them to sleep on their own more naturally when they're trying to wean. And you and I have even had discussions about that because I'm like, okay, I have a 2-year-old, how do I get him to go to sleep on his own? And you and I have talked about it. And so I think having midwives understand, like, we don't want to know everything. There's a certain point of what we can offer and what we need to resource out, but most midwives don't even know that a sleep consultant exists. And so I think I want to challenge my followers, like, hey, consider talking to the doulas in the area, the lactation consultants, see if they want to do this dual certification, see if they want to start a sleep consultant business in the area, see if you can hybrid some sort of referral basis, because I think the midwives would love to have more resources to send to, because we get hesitant. Sometimes pediatricians are good, sometimes aren't, but most of the doulas and lactation consultants don't have this added skill set that would be absolutely amazing to have in every community.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think right now sleep consulting is seen as a little bit of a fringe service, right? And I'm really working hard to normalize the field and to normalize this type of support. If you think about a new parent that's trying to breastfeed, like they don't think twice before hiring a lactation consultant. It's just something you do, right? If you're trying to nurse, you reach out to a lactation consultant and you get the support that you need. And for a new parent that's struggling with their infant or even toddler, it doesn't even have to be an infant, right? Actually, most of the children that are on my roster currently are older children. So that's another like misnomer. People think that we just sleep train little babies, and that's not necessarily the truth. I'm working with a 7-year-old right now. So these are types of services, like if parents are out there and they're struggling and they're really in need of support, they should have that support, you know, the type of support that they are looking for. And this is a conversation that I have with lactation consultants all the time, because I think there's some sort of conversation that goes on often that's like, well, you either can breastfeed or you can sleep, which I personally disagree with. I work with a lot of families that breastfeed and their children can sleep. Maybe they still need a feed in the middle of the night, but they can largely sleep. They're not up every hour. But not every parent wants to exclusively breastfeed, right? That's not every family's goal. And if it's the family's goal to achieve better sleep for their child, and it's not even for themselves, that's the other thing. I think a lot of people think that like, when you try to establish healthy and independent sleep hygiene for your child, that it's like a selfish thing. Like, I need to sleep. It's not. These parents want their children to be rested so that they're happy and thriving and content.
And they're wondering why they're cranky. And the terrible twos, I always wonder how much of it is truly like, did they learn the coping sleeping mechanisms, or are there underlying things we just don't understand that we're putting labels on?
Exactly. So, you know, again, we're meeting families where they are, we're helping them to achieve their goals without judgment, without any sort of bias or agenda, just meeting families where they are and helping them to achieve their individual goals, which actually are usually really, really reasonable. You know, I get calls from parents that have 4-month-old babies and they'll say to me, like, I'm not even interested in night weaning. Like, I get if my baby needs to eat 2, maybe even 3 times in the middle of the night. I need them to sleep in between those feeds, you know? And I'm like, you know what, that feels really fair. So we try to meet those individual goals.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's just setting a bar of expectations. In our society, we're so terrible about postpartum care and what we offer and what our resources are. And like we do childbirth education classes, we do all this prep, we do postpartum, we do breastfeeding classes, but the newborn care classes and including the sleep component side and talking about not just how do you change a diaper and how do you bathe the baby, but how do you comfort them and how do you get them to be able to cope on their own. And so I think your services are amazing. I've enjoyed really the last year getting to know you. What other advice would you have or see some common things that maybe midwives could refer for that maybe they didn't think would be a good client for a sleep consultant?
So I guess, one thing that I've learned about your field, because through our mastermind, I've just learned so much about those that are choosing to birth at home or just have like unique experiences that are frankly so different than what I experienced when I had my two children. And I think that it's really important to look at the big picture of the entire family. So, new baby is coming into this world. What about that three-year-old that now their dynamic is going to completely change, right? Like what if that three-year-old was
getting rocked to sleep and they were nursing and now they're not
what
like
if they
you,
were,
now
what if
we got
they
a
were,
newborn.
Yeah. What if they were bed sharing? What if they were room sharing? And now that doesn't work for the family anymore. Like, how do we show that three-year-old some like love and respect, but also some new boundaries, right? Because boundaries are really important for toddlers and preschoolers. And just keeping in mind that our own idea of what parenting is not necessarily what everybody else's idea of parenting is. I personally coach parents through the process of achieving independent sleep. So I don't coach parents through, bed sharing. That being said, like no judgment towards those families. Like I respect the fact that everybody makes the choice for their family that they truly believe is the best decision for themselves. And when I'm approached by a family that wishes to maybe improve sleep, but continue to bed share, because that's not my expertise, it's not my jam. I have experts that I refer out and I have resources. So when you as a midwife come across somebody that wants their baby to sleep independently, even if that doesn't feel like the way that you would do things in your home, I think meeting the needs of the family and supporting them in a way that works for them is really truly what builds the most trust and allows us to best support families. Like if I can't properly support a family, then I'm going to refer them to somebody that can. And I think that that's really important regardless of the way that like you parent in your own home or your biases around sleep or feeding or whatever it may be. We're all of us parents are just trying to do the best that we possibly can for our children. And I think that that looks different in one home versus another. And there's it's not necessarily that there's a right or a wrong, just everyone's just trying to do their best. And there's a coach and there's support out there for everybody, I think.
Well, and I think the philosophy hit home of it's not so much what you know, it's who you know. Like if you don't even know sleep consultants exist and you don't even know what the resources are, how can we be the best advocate for our families? Because sometimes you feel like a loss, like I wish you could get this treatment. I wish you could get this counseling, this support. Like I don't know enough about XYZ. And so the whole point of this YouTube channel is just to kind of connect people and think about, huh, I didn't know. Like either on a business level, you can add them directly to your team. You can maybe talk to some doulas that are in the area that are thinking about adding some services and wanting to stand out. Like it's just such a needed thing, and it could be virtual, it could be in person. Like you could change it so many different directions. So I appreciate your time very much, Jane. And how can they connect with you to learn more about your services directly and your classes if they want the certification for their birth workers?
Sure. Thank you for asking. So the two best ways to reach me are, I have a Facebook group. It's super easy to remember. It's called Becoming a Sleep Consultant. So if you're interested in joining that community, just to learn more about the field and the work that sleep consultants do, search Becoming a Sleep Consultant on Facebook and it will pop up, and I'd love to have you join our community. And you can email me anytime. It's Jane, Jayne, at thesnoozefest.com. And I'd love for anybody to reach out to have just a respectful conversation on this topic. I know that it can get heated with everybody's opinions and biases and agendas, but I would love to have a respectful conversation about sleep with you if you're interested.
Well, I appreciate your time greatly, Jane, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do. Thank you.